Campaigning ended Wednesday for the 14 parties vying for seats in East Timor's parliament. The election is on Saturday. Fretilin, the party that has dominated this tiny nation since independence in 2002, held its last rally Wednesday in Dili. At the rally, Mariana Prada says she believes Fretilin can ease the country's poverty and instability. She says Fretilin is the only party that can provide jobs for the people and education for the children. Her concerns are shared by many in East Timor, where roughly half of the people are jobless. They also are worried about security. The country was rocked by violence last year after fighting between rival security forces descended into arson, looting, and gang violence. The bloodshed only ended after the government requested an international peacekeeping force, which remains in the country. Fretilin's leader, former Prime Minister Mario Kutiri, was forced to resign last year after he fired a third of the army, which led to the unrest. Mr. El-Kutiri says the problem is not Fretilin, but the lack of state authority. He says the police, known as the PNTL, and the army, known as the FDTL, need to be overhauled.
We need cooperation. We need, above all, justice and state authority. The state has no longer authority. You need to rebuild PNTL. You need to strengthen FFDTL.
Saturday's election is viewed as a fight between Fretilin and the new National Congress for the Reconstruction of East Timor, or CNRT, led by former President Xanana Gusmão. A supporter of the CNRT, Gaspar Suarez, thinks the only way to deal with East Timor's problems is new leadership.
We want to change the current government. That is the government objective. We support CNRT. Absolutely, we support Xanana Gusmão too.
None of the 14 parties is expected to win an outright majority. The party with the most seats will likely form a coalition with other parties. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Dili, East Timor.